You can imagine the noise in the music store when the Cobb crashed through the window. At the moment the glass broke, one of the clerks was showing a bass drum to a customer, and the clerk was so startled at seeing a big white bird come flying through the window, he hit the drum a tremendous wallop. Boom went the drum. Crash went the splinters of flying glass. When the sales girl fainted, she fell against the keys of the piano. Rungy, rungy, rungy went the piano. The owner of the store grabbed his shotgun, which went off by mistake, blasting a hole in the ceiling and sending down a shower of plaster. Everything was flying around and falling and making a noise. Bomb went the drum. Plunk went the banjo. Rongy, rongy, rongy went the piano. Ump went the bull fiddle. Help, screamed the clerk. We've been robbed. Make way, shouted the owner. He ran for the door, stepped outside, and fired another shot. Bang! At the disappearing bird. His shot was too late. The Cobb was safe in the sky, beyond the range of gunfire. He was headed home, toward the southwest, high above the roofs and spires of Billings. In his beak was the trumpet. In his heart was the pain of having committed a crime. I have robbed a store, he said to himself. I have become a thief. What a miserable fate for a bird of my excellent character and high ideals. Why did I do this? What led me to commit this awful crime? My past life has been blameless, a model of good behavior and correct conduct. I am by nature law-abiding. Why, oh, why did I do this? Then the answer came to him as he flew steadily on through the evening sky. I did it to help my son. I did it for love of my son Louis.